Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Thank you for tuning in. We are starting season 3 of the Jumpstart Podcast today. As usual, I hope this podcast encourages, inspires you, challenges you, motivates you, and jumpstarts your day. I want to do something interesting. I don't know. I've been thinking about this for a while. I've been thinking about doing a song series. And what I mean by a song series is I just use a popular pop song and talk about how I can use that pop song biblically in my life. This may sound weird up front, but bear with me. I'm going to have a few podcasts that just talk about certain songs and what they really should mean to us versus what they mean in the secular world. Today I'm talking about the Bobby McFerrin song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Is there a lot of biblical truth in that song? Don't worry, be happy. You know that song where he whistled and he sang and it was all a cappella vocals. And it was simply about ignoring what's going on out in the world today and being happy. Unfortunately, the message falls really short because happiness, contentment, joy, peace never can come apart from Jesus. Oh, it might come for a while. It might come for a time. But joy, peace, and happiness does not come from the world. And there's so many people searching for happiness, joy, and peace in all the wrong places. We look for joy and peace and happiness in money. And you're not going to be happy with that as your foundation. You're not going to be happy with money as the foundation that supports your whole life. We build our foundation on the truth of God's word. The truth of God's word is like building your house upon a stone. When the storms come and the weather batters the house, it stands tall. But building your life on anything other than God's word and on Jesus Christ is like building your house on the sand. And the storms come and the storms rage, the waves crash against the house, and what happens to the house? It collapses and it falls. It's easy to sing, don't worry, be happy. It's much harder to live it. It's much harder to live with joy and peace of knowing who Jesus is, knowing what he did in your life, knowing how he rescued you from yourself, knowing that you have victory and authority. That's where real joy, happiness, and peace comes from. So as Bobby McFerrin sings, don't worry, be happy, I listened to some of those lyrics, and those lyrics aren't really going to lead you in a direction of happiness. I have so many friends that are searching for happiness in horoscopes and in astrology and in all kinds of different things, yoga and meditation, and I mean, I'm not even going to say those things are not bad in themselves, because I believe that many of these things where we deal with astrology and horoscopes and yoga are purely from the satanic realm. You may disagree with me, but if you did your research, the Bible's very clear about not messing with astrologers and fortune tellers and psychics and all this other crazy stuff. They're not going to make you happy. In fact, have you ever considered the possibility that they're tuned in? They're tuned into the darkness. They're tuned into the darkness that surrounds us. They're tuned into evil. And evil will tell you what you want to hear so you can deviate and be distracted from what you need to hear. People, I know Christians that go to psychics. I know Christians that are messing with crystals. I know Christians that are relying on their horoscope. And I'm here to tell you that that is unbiblical. It doesn't matter what you think. It only matters what God thinks. It doesn't matter what I think. If you did research and you dove into it head first, Because the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of his God, kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The Bible also says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. So if you do some research on all of these things that I'm talking about, you will see quickly that they're not from the kingdom of heaven. They're from the kingdom of darkness. Happiness. People don't want to hear about heaven and hell anymore. They just don't. They want sugar-coated messages that are going to make them feel good, feel happy. When are we going to realize that being convicted and changing our ways and living for God and striving for holiness is the only real way to happiness? We got to stop messing around with the world. We got to stop playing around thinking that we've got it all figured out and the world has the answers, because the world will never have the answers. I've been guilty so many times. I was guilty of it just recently. I went into fear and unbelief because I thought for a second I might lose my job. And I go back to that because God was saying, Ray, I've got this. Ray, I've got this. You don't need to worry about this. Ray, I got you. Don't worry. And I went into unbelief. And that's where the enemy wants to take us. He wants to take us into fear. He wants to take us into unbelief and doubt. Unbelief, doubt, and fear are not going to bring peace and joy and happiness. Guess what? The world isn't going to bring you peace, joy, and happiness. So when you hear Bobby McFerrin singing that cute little tune, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," you've got to be asking yourself, what brings happiness? What brings joy? What brings peace? How many millionaires and billionaires do we know that are miserable inside, searching for peace, searching for joy, searching for something to fill that void? How many athletes do you know that are now bankrupt because they thought money was their answer? They thought material possessions were the answer. They were singing that song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," because they thought money and things and stardom and fame was going to be their answer. And it never is the answer. It never is the answer. When the Bible says, seek and you shall find, people go seeking to the world instead of into God's word. And the world is never going to bring you happiness. The world is never going to bring you joy and peace. Oh, I should rephrase that. The world will bring temporary joy and temporary peace, but it won't fill that void. It won't fill that void. How can we sit here and claim to be followers of Christ, where the Bible is very clear that we are to follow him and him alone, and then be going to psychics and checking our horoscope and asking demonic forces what's going on in my life, and be trusting in anything other than that is deception and it's evil? And people don't want to hear that. They just don't. They want to hear what they want to hear. And the Bible speaks of that. The Bible speaks that in the end times, people will want to hear messages that tickle their ears. They will want to hear messages that satisfy their carnal or worldly desires. So when you hear next time the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," there's some biblical truth in that. Don't worry, be happy. But what does your happiness really mean? Where does it come from? What is the foundation of your happiness? If the foundation of your happiness isn't on the Word and on Jesus Christ, there's going to be a void in your life. And you're going to be searching. You're going to be searching the world for answers to make you feel better in today's day and age. And today, you're going to wake up saying, what do I need to do? What do I need to seek other than God to make me feel better? Mature Christians realize it's not about your feelings. It's about the truth found in God's word. None of us have arrived. None of us are perfect. But if we're seeking after God versus seeking after the world, we're not going to want anything but God and His word and His truth. We're going to seek after God and we're going to find Him. And guess what? He's going to bring us joy, peace, and happiness. A happiness that is differently defined than the way the world defines it. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.